This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Well, because of contract disputes, Dish Network has not carried CNN since October the 21st. The day after the election, the Dish chairman had some amazing words about CNN and not having them for election night coverage. Basically, what he said was not having CNN for election night coverage was a non-event. He said CNN being down on election night would have been a disaster 15 or 20 years ago. Now there's plenty of other places for people to get their news. But it got even worse than that. He said 20 years ago CNN was a must-have channel, but it's not even a top 10 network anymore. Unless they find the plane, you know, the Malaysian plane. Wow. Pointing out just how irrelevant and laughable CNN's wall-to-wall coverage of the missing Malaysian plane was.
The network, famous for their walls of graphics, went a little old school this weekend. They used a toy plane to take its investigation to the next level. And people on Twitter were kind of brutal about it. One person wrote, "Good job, CNN, a toy plane." That's real journalism right there. This person wrote that CNN has hit a new low.
And, of course, their loss of credibility. Now, some people might just chalk this up as to negotiating strategy or the bad blood between them as they can't renew the contract. But today we saw on Drudge that CNN has fallen even below the Weather Channel. Al Roker tweeted out that his program, Wake Up with Al Roker, on the Weather Channel at 6 in the morning, beat CNN the week of October the 6th, and during the week of October the 20th, beat MSNBC, CNBC, as well as CNN. Now, does he have some kind of a killer program? Not really. It's just that they are in free fall, in a death spiral. Now, CNN appears to be in denial. According to the Dish chairman, he said they're looking for double-digit percent increases in price while their viewership is down by half. He said, "We know how many minutes people watch CNN and how many minutes they watched 5 years ago. And it's hard to pay a double-digit price increase for something that people are watching half as much. Why aren't people watching CNN for election coverage or other news? Their disappearing credibility is as plain as the disappearing nose on Anderson Cooper's face."
Why those weapons should not be out in the general public.
It isn't just that they're pretending that they're on location when they aren't. It isn't just that they're pretending bombs are falling and they're in their studio.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
Charles Jacobs, CNN, reporting live from Saudi Arabia.
They were in Atlanta, Georgia, and that they were not being attacked by Scud missiles with sarin gas.
It's also the information, the manipulation that they're putting out there, of course. Their election coverage, just like Fox News' election coverage, in many cases, is just one giant push poll. A poll set up not to find out what you think, but to manipulate what you think. They focus on horse races. But what's really behind that? What difference will it make in our lives? And so our goal has been not to just give you information, but to give you some knowledge about how that fits. Our goal, for example, in the election coverage was to not just give you the information about who won and a horse race aspect of it, but we wanted you to stop and think about how you're being manipulated by who they allow on the ballot, who they allow in the debates, how the voting machines are working, are not working, are being manipulated, how the counting is being manipulated. We also wanted to look at the shift to the GOP. Is that going to be something for the better, something for the worst? In some cases, it will be better. In some cases, many cases, it will be for the worst. And fundamentally, is it going to be meet the new boss, same as the old boss? In other words, the people who are controlling this at the very top, even though they may have a left-right paradigm, they still have one agenda, a globalist statist agenda. We can see that in what the Republicans are already talking and pushing about in terms of a trade partnership agreement. This trade partnership agreement that they have is something that goes far beyond trade. It goes into controlling the internet, which is, again, where they want to head. This is what they could not get accomplished at the legislative level with CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all those different things that have failed in the U.S. and Europe. Now they're going to try to achieve that with these treaties.
Well, that's just part of this groundbreaking report that David Knight just filed today. So we just premiered part of it here. We're going to upload it right now to YouTube. So in the next hour, it'll be the top story on Infowars.com, the death spiral of CNN. and we'll tie it into the entire media war that's going on, because there is a war on for your mind. We're live. It is the ninth day of November, ladies and gentlemen, 2014. I'm Alex Jones.
Using unparalleled.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, live Central Time, 4 to 6 p.m., and re-aired on affiliates around the United States and broadcasting worldwide, of course, on global shortwave, satellite, and going out over the Internet via InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where you can find all the free audio feeds, video feeds. We also simulcast television here, the free podcast, the free iPhone and Android apps, all of it at InfoWars.com/show, or just click on the Listen tab to find the complete menu there. First off, there's a ton of news to cover. We're going to dive into all of it, from the Arctic vortex to the fall of the Berlin Wall to the new rollout of the Bushes, who've been hiding under a rock. Now they think there's a huge groundswell. They're ready to ride in as our saviors with a new dynasty of the old dynasty with Jeb Bush. We're going to be breaking that down, talk about the Tea Party sweeps that we saw coming in last Tuesday with this major political realignment, with the Republican establishment wonks on every radio and TV show you can imagine telling you that this was a mandate for an establishment, blue blood, country club, Republicans that want your guns and want open borders. The people that wrote Obamacare. No, this is not a mandate for you, and any real political analyst can tell you that. I got to say, it's very pleasing to hear every major syndicated radio show, though, this libertarian or conservative, pointing out that the drive-by media, the lapdog media, has been in league with the Republican leadership to try to demonize and attack the Patriot movement that is trying to take over the Republican Party and is one of the only major hopes to fix things peacefully in this country. So it's very exciting to see that. And then you hear the local shows and the establishment shows and the dying dinosaur television programs on CNN and MSNBC saying this was a repudiation of the Tea Party. They want us to work together, Democrats and Republicans, to get more done. Now, we don't want thousands of more laws and bills and new taxes. What we want is things repealed. And if you don't repeal the gun control, the victim disarmament, if you don't repeal the rape care, the death panel care, the rationing care, the foreign banking insurance company dream, Obamacare, we are going to repeal you, Boehner, you, Mitch McConnell, and all of you country club fake Republicans that make me want to throw up. When I say country club Republicans, most folks at a country club are actually awake to what's going on about the New World Order. It's that blue blood term, that Rockefeller Republican term. Whenever George Herbert Walker Bush was running against Reagan in 1979, he said, oh, I'm not I'm not like one of these grassroots populists. I'm not like Ronald Reagan. I'm a Rockefeller Republican. He told the Washington Post that. Well, here's the deal. We don't want any more of David Rockefeller and global government and carbon taxes and all of it. And the reason we keep losing liberty is because the Democrats are the vanguard of the takeover, and the Republican Party plays the part of loyal opposition. It's like a Don King boxing match where he owns both boxers. And it took 20, 30, 40 stage fights for people to stop watching heavyweight boxing run by Don King. And it's crippled the sport. Crippled heavyweight boxing, not just heavyweight, medium weight, welter weight, all of it. But it's really crippled it. People won't do the pay-per-views. They don't go to it because they don't want to go watch a play. They don't want to go watch a staged event. They want to go watch two guys really fight. They want to go watch the ponies actually race each other, not be staged as well. They want to watch the football players actually play each other. They want to watch the real thing. And people can be fooled for a while. You got the Who song back from the 70s about meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Won't get fooled again. We ought to play that song sometime today. We've got it in the bumpers. But over time, that wears out. So people aren't waking up in a few years now to fake politicians. They're waking up in a matter of months. And whether it's the Ministry of Defense, the Pentagon, top economists, top sociologists, top researchers, they're all over the news every day. In Bloomberg, in the Financial Times of London, in the Wall Street Journal, which still has propaganda in it, but business people want the skinny. So you'll get a lot more info in there than you'll get, say, from MSNBC or CNN, and all of those analysts sound just like this show 10 years ago. The world's run by private central mega bankers. It's a crony capitalist rigged operation based on fiat money. They get the first use of it. It's discriminatory. They're waging war on the real free market. They're destroying the middle class, the engine of innovation, and the engine of liberty. We are going to go into a nightmare police state scenario. We don't reverse this. And I'm not bragging about the statement I'm about to make. It's true. It's the good news. The fact that this broadcast should be approaching on the weekday show 200 affiliates, and a lot of these stations are big stations. In fact, in a lot of cities, we're on the mom and pop that picked us up years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, but we'll be on now the big station as well. Those mom and pops are so great, they don't even care. They just want the word to get out. We're on the mom and pop in Chicago. Now we're on the big station in Chicago. We're on the mom and pop in Orlando, then we're on the big station in Orlando. This is how this works. And the fact that the things I say are now so accepted that I'm being put on the big stations shows the victory of the liberty movement, the victory of Ron Paul, the victory of you out there promoting basic common sense Americana ideas of private property, Second Amendment, family, research, don't believe the media, keep government small, do your research. We've had a massive earth-shaking success. Huge. And this election last Tuesday is a seismic shift. The Democrats have lost more seats in Congress since they've had since 1921. They've lost more governors and state senators and state legislators since they had, since they were basically begun, the first party in the country. But they didn't get competition until the 1820s and stuff. So they have, they're at the weakest point in their history. That isn't because people like a reanimated corpse, Mitch McConnell, who looks like a meat puppet talking. It isn't because people like Joe Boehner playing golf with Obama all day. All the polls show libertarians, real conservatives, constitutionalists detest them. It's because people are really starting to wake up. They're getting involved. Democrats are waking up. Minorities are waking up. The Republicans did the right thing and ran a lot of minorities that were libertarian-based. Blacks, Hispanics, women, you name it, record numbers getting elected. That's because there's a political realignment. It isn't about black and white. It's about issues. It's about freedom. And that's another major political realignment, is that you've got minorities going and voting for Republicans. You've got white Republicans going out of their way to vote for minorities. because they don't care about what color you are. They want lower taxes. They want their Second Amendment. They want their private property. They want their sovereignty. They don't want to be spied on by the NSA, and they don't want totally open borders, and they don't want Obamacare. Everyone I know, including myself, has had doubling. I see instances of only 70% increases the last 2 years, and then they announce now of officially starting next month they're going to increase some more. And then when you complain, they go, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorists. It doesn't work when everybody's getting their increased bill. Obama's running around shutting coal power plants down everywhere. People see their power bill going up. Austin is about to shut down. It owned 4 power plants. They're about to shut down their final power plant in Fayetteville, a gigantic modern facility, something like 60, 70 miles from Austin. And that will increase prices even more. And they're not even going to bring on solar or wind to replace it. They're just going to screw everybody and buy the power from Mexico, and it'll lose half its transmission from Mexico. But insiders are making deals. They don't care. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of criminal takeover going on, but it's good to see a huge sustained awakening. Now, we're going to cover news when we come back. We're going to blitz news, Arctic vortex, you name it.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWars. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's the day worship will be gone.
So, re-introing this segment, the last part of the last. Imagine how radical America is. Imagine how angry the United States is. Imagine how upset people are. Imagine what the sleeping giant is thinking and up to when we have got this radio show dwarfing in ratings across the board, MSNBC and CNN. Go look at the Alexa ratings. Go look at the Arbitron ratings. Go look at that compared to something like Nielsen, with CNN's top shows having a million viewers, MSNBC a half million. They're a joke. How do they stack up against Rush Limbaugh with 10 million listeners a day, or Michael Savage with 7 million listeners a day, or Glenn Beck with 7 million listeners a day, or this show with 3 million terrestrial listeners a day? That's a very conservative number, by the way. And then on the internet, 600,000 podcasts, 2 or 3 million YouTube views a day, all the other things added together, 18 million people a week conservatively watch or listen to this show. But they are mainstream media because they have big corporate sponsors and big fancy studios. Well, guess what? I like my little cozy radio studio. I have a big giant studio built by the same people that built major Fox News studios in New York. I have one now. With the jumbotrons and the whole nine yards and the boom cameras and everything else, and I'm just ready to flip the satellites on and go on cable. I'm getting very close. But I'm not even in a hurry because I already arrived a long time ago. This is just adding icing to the cake, cherries on top of the sundae. The dinosaur media is dead. They were dead 15 years ago when Matt Drudge gave his famous speech in 1999 at the press club and told the media there, you're all be needing new jobs in 10 to 15 years, and they laughed at him. You know, I don't think I ever aired that 40-something minute long Drudge special with his speech and then all the clips backing up what he said. We ought to air that someday this week. In one of the hours of the show. It was pretty powerful. I heard part of it, but I didn't hear the whole thing. That was called How Mount Drudge Changed the World, Updated. And again, when you say Drudge, it's like calling a search engine Google. We touchstone that a lot because everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's kind of like if I'm talking about government secret testing, I say Tuskegee. Or if you're talking about bad guys, you know, you say Nazis. Or if you're talking about changing how the media works, being a trailblazer, you say Drudge. Or people say conspiracy theorist, they say Alex Jones. Well, what does that mean? It means I question known liars, I do historical research, and they don't control reality anymore. So more and more, it's not even about the news, and I'm going to cover it all. We got a special guest coming up and a special report. It's about, when does this facade collapse? We started the show today with a David Knight report. It's going to be up on Infowars.com titled CNN Death Spiral. It'll go up for everybody who's a radio listener in the next hour to Infowars.com and PrisonBlotter.com. We just premiered the audio and video here showing CNN lying, showing them using blue screens, faking locations, showing them deceiving people, and that's why their top shows have a million viewers. Their top show 20-something years ago had like 15 million viewers. It's a joke but they still have that air of arrogance, the emperor's new clothes syndrome. But I think they're the only ones that don't know that they've collapsed. What is it, Dish Network or DirecTV just dumped them? I mean, you can get, Dish Network. Folks, we can get on Dish Network. We've been talking to them. They want us on. Do you understand that? And the CEO just said they don't have an audience. I don't care if they used to be big. They're off. And it said, when I was reading the article about it in a trade publication, that the CEO was giddy and laughing. That's because I happen to know the CEO doesn't like the New World Order. Just going to leave it at that. So that's where all this is coming down. The crowd is leaving the controlled left. They're leaving all the people that sit up there and make pronouncements and say, if you don't accept gun control and live disarmed, we're going to call you racist. And they'll call you racist and then wait for you to fall down in a fetal position and start urinating on yourself. And when it doesn't happen, they go, racist, double racist. And you go, I don't care. And they go, homophobe, sexist, closed-minded, stupid, whacked out, crazy. Those are all badges of courage now. Because people know it doesn't mean anything. When you call someone a name or an extremist or a tabloid journalist, they call everybody that. Oh, that's just tabloid junk media. You know, Alex Jones just wants ratings, a bunch of hype, bunch of drudge, bunch of tabloid. But then you go to the mainstream media, they got five times the tabloid stuff that InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com have. Let me tell you what's sensational. GOP gains slam door on gun control push, the Hill. I'm going to be talking about that. Look at this. Putin and the Chinese president signed mega gas deal on second gas supply route. That ties into China mocks insipid Obama in wake of midterms. This was last week. And it says state newspapers say America has grown tired of president's banality just days before he's due to visit. He's now over there. And to reject him, they signed this in front of him to show the weakness of Obama, the patheticness of his press secretary getting up there last week on Wednesday and saying losing the election isn't a loss. And the reporters laughed at him. Now, a few years ago, you wouldn't laugh at the emissary of the Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx called him, Barack Obama. Can we cue that up, please? I mean, if he said losing an election was winning one, then by golly, if he said 2 + 2 = 5, that was the way it was. But people don't buy it anymore. They jumped the shark. They went too far. And let me tell you who else is jumping the shark. The Republican Party now has suddenly the Bushes all over TV. Bush Sr., Jeb, W. Oh, we all want Jeb. Oh, he's the answer. I'm about ready to throw up. And you got Boehner parading around, oh, what a great leader he is, a great strategist. He rode a wave of dissatisfaction that we haven't seen in over 150 years in this country, a seismic shift. And believe me, it's going to destroy the Republican establishment next if they don't get in line. Plus, it's only a very small group of globalists that want a controlled economy and don't want prosperity and want to have a crony system that shuts down their competition. Most executives, most government people, most everybody I've talked to, and I, including a long list of billionaires, famous people, you name it, a lot of them on this show, they don't want to wreck America. They don't want to have World War III. They don't want to break up families. They don't want to take the guns. They want prosperity and stability. And it's become clear that the elites running things are radicals who want to wreck society, like Nero burning Rome because he wants to expand his palace. And the world is turning against it with human intelligence and resisting it. We'll be back with the news. I'm going to cover nothing but news until next hour. Special guest joins us.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasite set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
The fall of the progressive cancer, Barack Obama, is a big defeat to the establishment. They put everything they had behind him to get their victim disarmament through, their open borders through, their world government through, their fake Arab Spring to radicalize the Middle East to turn it over to Saudi Arabian radicals. They are being met with resistance worldwide as people get past the propaganda narrative and down to what's really happening. And so the fact that Obama has been repudiated is a very positive thing. Does that mean we're out of the woods? Absolutely not. We've got to stop just buying narratives that are lies. We've got to start doing our own research. What are some of those narratives? Siberian Express to bring 30 minus degree Fahrenheit to Wyoming and other areas near the Canadian border. Arctic blast coming this way. Arctic vortex set to hit New York City late next week as well. Arctic blast via polar vortex to chill 42 U.S. cities. From Idaho all the way out to New York. It is going to be massive. Super below zero, 20, 30 degrees or more below zero, as far south as close to Oklahoma. That is just amazing to see that map on screen. And, of course, there are record cold temperatures recorded in the last 100 years all over, not just here but in Europe. And the UN's response is that that's global warming doing that. And remember the Al Gore movie that he was involved with, the fiction movie, where global warming causes global freezing? So you've got to pay the UN money? Well, that's because they hedge their bets. When the Club of Rome came out in the 60s, the big UN eugenics group, they said we need to organize the world around humans being the enemy and taxing and controlling humans for the elite as if we're another species. And we'll say the threat is global ice age, which a lot of meteorologists and astrophysicists and historians say is what we're due for. Nothing to do with humans. It's just it goes in 12,000-year cycles, roughly. And the last ice age ended 12,000 years ago, roughly, and the sun is on a cycle and is cooling down right now. This is all admitted. But the UN 5 years ago had a vote and said the sun has, quote, no effect on climate. That's like saying that, again, water has no effect on fish. It'd be like having a fish in a fish tank swimming around. And you said, school children, the fish does not need water to live, and the fish is not in water. And if you have a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else did. And raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. See, there's an attempt to overthrow reality. It's not working. So man-made global warming is a certified fraud. Al Gore's movie in court in England has been proven a certified fraud, saying polar bears can't swim. Penguins are, you know, drowning because or in the South Atlantic, because in the South Pacific off Antarctica, because they can't swim. I mean, it's just not true. And saying that polar bears are almost extinct when their numbers are fivefold what they were in the 1950s. Just write down what I say, search engine it, Google it, and you'll see mainstream news. Look, I promise raising the debt limit raises the debt limit. I promise you built your business. I promise 2 + 2 = 4. And I know I hammer this. It's because I am a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe Common Core saying it equals 5. I know you built your business. I know Obamacare had death panels. I know it had increases in prices. I know it had payroll taxes because I read the subsections. I read them on air. But MSNBC's response was Alex Jones is deeply racist. And they have failed mightily in their attempt to think you're mind-controlled idiots. And if they just acted like confident con men, they'd be like a magician that hypnotizes people. And a magician will call up. I was on a cruise ship once and saw this. Call up like 15 people, ask them questions, see who's suggestible. And then they'll call them up, and they'll hypnotize them, and they'll have them do ridiculous things, and the person really was hypnotized because the person wasn't conscious and wasn't real. They basically were a non-human, programmed from birth in front of the television set, highly suggestible, not a real person, just a droid. And you always had people like that in history. But with television, sitting kids in front of television, all the studies show this, lowering IQ, making them highly suggestible, making them where they're spectators, not actors, not on the arena floor. Now a large portion of people aren't really conscious and really aren't people. And the globalists are trying to turn us into that. But there's still a giant minority that's fully awake, and I'd say a slight majority that's somewhat awake. And some of these zombies can be resuscitated. Helen Keller couldn't see, couldn't hear, and had been left as a baby, never taught anything, and she was taught to, you know, to learn to think and be involved and wrote incredible books. So just because they're not humans, in the elite's own words, they want to make you non-human, then they can kill you according to their rules, their globalist rules, with the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the GMO. I mean, if you're dumb enough to eat that stuff and take those shots, in their view, you deserve it. This is what they write about. This is official. What you're hearing is how things really work, folks. And I understand it's you know, hard to hear all this, but that's what's going on. Now, I want to get into kissing bug disease. Infects over 300,000 people in the U.S., most of whom don't even know they have a parasite referred to as the new AIDS. Thought I'd get to that. Is it Chagas disease, as they pronounce it? All sorts of loving parasites now coming in from the third world. Blood-sucking kissing bugs. We're going to get into those for you today. Hey! It's not a blood-sucking kissing bug. It's our Lord and Savior, the blood bug. And they told trendies to go out and put their children in pits with blood bugs. They would, I'm telling you. We'll tell you about that. I know knowledge is a conspiracy theory. I know knowing how things work is evil and bad and weird and kind of creepy. But we're going to talk about that today as well. Merkel Hill's fall of Berlin Wall is proof dreams can come true. Yeah, and then she just replaced it with more communism. But let's get to the next hoax here that we're going to be detailing in the second hour pretty much exclusively. Because as this hoax falls, as this lie falls, all others fall. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was one of the founders of Delta Force and the head psych warfare expert that ran the Camp David Accords and involved with right through to Bush 41, the head of PSYOPs for the State Department, advising the Army and CIA, he said a few months after 9/11 on my show that Bin Laden already died of kidney failure. And then later, Walter Cronkite came out and said that, and so did Madeleine Albright. She said, he's dead, he's frozen, he'll be rolled out a later day. I even have the mainstream news articles and videos linked in Paul Watson's article. Inside sources, Bin Laden's corpse has been on ice for nearly a decade. That was 2011. But we had Pachinik back on. It was early 2002. He'll be joining us, because obviously killing Bin Laden's a hoax. That's why they had to blow up the Navy SEAL helicopter that day, blow up another one a few weeks later, killing 23. I've talked to Navy SEALs. I've talked to their families on air, but a year before they were on air, Navy SEALs, Navy SEALs families, I met face-to-face like a week after they blew up the helicopter. And they said, no, it was a bomb on board. They killed him. It wasn't a real mission. So we're going to talk about this new Navy SEAL that came out and said that he's the guy that did it, even though there's two other conflicting books that say something else, other Navy SEALs. It's all propaganda. Well, here's CNN. Within days of him coming out with this story, he says it doesn't matter anymore if I killed Bin Laden. He doesn't care if people say it isn't true. Okay, man. 2 + 2 = 5. We'll just believe whatever you say.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from GunZady.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to GunZady.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at GunZady.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to GunZady.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, GunZady.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's run fast through news. Wall Street Journal's reporting Ferguson is bracing for grand jury decision in Michael Brown's shooting death up in the little town outside St. Louis, Missouri, with a lot of the people in the area saying they plan to basically go wild if the police officer's not indicted. We sent reporters up there. We've investigated this in depth. Our reporters were even shot by rubber bullets by the police for no reason. One cop got suspended because he threatened to, quote, blow Joe Biggs' head off. So we're just reporting on what really happened. The cop has witnesses and now the videos that are part of the investigation, and it's been confirmed that the guy charged him and attacked the cop. So what's the point in saying you're going to burn everything down? And when I mentioned some of the police being out of control, I'm just reporting on what happened, okay? But businesses don't deserve to be looted, and houses don't deserve to be burned down, and white reporters don't deserve to be attacked, as has been happening, by black racists out there that are just using this as an excuse to run around acting crazy. But all we do, see, is go to the scene and actually report on what's going on. And We found a criminal element from St. Louis and surrounding areas came in to exploit the crisis, and now they want to use riots as a way to loot, basically, and racially target people. And I just think it's despicable. Even if the cop was wrong shooting Brown, two wrongs don't make a right. You don't then run around and burn down white-owned shops just because some white cop shot a black guy. It just shows how MSNBC and others were successful, at least creating a racially charged climate with some groups of people. But most, quote, minorities fully reject it, and that's good. But the Ferguson situation, we will watch it. I don't send my reporters into war zones unless they want to go. Joe Biggs is visiting his sister right now. But I have a sneaking suspicion when he gets back tomorrow that he'll want to go back to Ferguson. So we'll probably have reporters up there. They think the verdict will be towards the end of the week. It's not fun to be attacked by the police and the protesters. And by the way, the cops will leave a protester throwing Molotov cocktails alone. We have this on video. And then go out of their way to attack reporters. And again, that's the federal training. That's the anti-media brainwashing that's going on in police. And it's despicable, quite frankly, that when reporters try to do their jobs and are even out of the controlled areas, they're being attacked. But I don't want to digress and open that whole can of worms back up. I'm just telling you what happened. That's all we're doing is just straight shooting what happened. And this could be a real powder keg because there are folks in Miami and Detroit and L.A. and New York and D.C., in other areas, Dallas, that are saying they're going to basically racially riot if this verdict comes out like Rodney King nationwide and the L.A. riots. And again, the cops stand back because they don't want to be called racist or whatever, and then people burn their own neighborhoods, and it was the Korean shopkeepers defending their own homes with shotguns and their businesses that stopped whole areas from being burned down. I don't care if you're black or white or what color you are. You try to pull me over like Reginald Denny, block my vehicle and then bash my brains out or my face in, I'm not going to get out on the ground on my knees while you throw cinder blocks into my face. That's all I've got to say. There's a reason this stuff only flies in disarmed areas. By the way, St. Louis isn't disarmed. So people think they're going to pull an L.A. riot there? That is not advisable. And again, it's citizens with guns that are securing this country. And they've got national polls out. 97% of police officers in polls agree. They know what's going on. Speaking of that, New American Magazine, Merry Christmas, UN declares arms trade treaty to go into effect December 24th. And Obama says he will follow it with an executive order. In fact, he's already done that. And will follow their, quote, recommendations regardless of what Congress does. So get ready for that. He says he'll have amnesty, too, and hand out 60 million green cards that Senator Sessions says they've been told have already been printed. Yeah, it's 60 million illegals, not 30. That's a 10-year-old number. Merry Christmas. The official United Nations Office of Disarmament Affairs, UNODIR, says that it will officially go in on December 24th. So a nice little Christmas gift to everybody. And it just absolutely bans guns for civilian ownership, just like their last treaty said back in July 7th, 2000. It said the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Well, there's a power monopoly of the state in North Korea. There's a power monopoly in Mexico that's devolved into anarchy. There was a power monopoly under Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Fidel, every other bad guy, Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula, real guy, wasn't really a vampire. Might as well have been. I mean, I think it was his niece later did bathe in the blood of babies. That was on record. Just thought it made her younger, you know. I don't know, folks. There you go. It just doesn't work, except for the tyrants. But the good news is we can have national sovereignty, and the good news is the GOP is now talking about repealing Obamacare because of pressure on Boehner and others who were saying a week ago after the election or 6 days ago that they weren't going to repeal, quote, all of it, because Republican special interests are the same special interest Democrats. I mean, it's big foreign banks that want people to double and triple premiums and have death panels and give you bad care and just loot everything and have it paid for with payroll taxes. But Republicans' resounding victory this week push federal gun control legislation even further out of reach for proponents of stronger regulations. Though they're proponents of victim disarmament. They want a monopoly of power because they know what Mao said, political power is out of the barrel of a gun. More than 90% of the National Rifle Association backed congressional candidates prevailed Tuesday, bolstering the ranks of gun rights advocates in both chambers. Yeah. And if Republicans would just deliver on some basic tax cuts and some basic repeals of tyranny and slap down Obama on open borders and you know, withhold funding from the White House if he doesn't do it and start impeachment, they would have a total landslide in 2 years in the presidency, in the House, the Senate, a supermajority. We could save the country, a new golden age of Americana. But the elite know that it'll be libertarians taking over the Republicans, and that party will split, basically. That's what's predicted. It will basically turn into the two new parties, is Republican white and true libertine ideas. And that's what they're scared of, is that the classic populist, liberty-based, true populism is free market freedom, Wild Wild West, laissez-faire, 10% growth rates a year, just absolute milk and honey gushing down the streets. And the elites don't like that. They want to be the ones with their Federal Reserve money, taxpayer money, who decide the winners and losers. What a joke. I mentioned this. Let me just get into it briefly before we go to break. Kissing bug disease infects, Daily Mail reports, over 300,000 people in the U.S., most of whom don't know they have the parasite referred to as the new AIDS. And where's it come from? South America and the Caribbean. Chagas disease. And it starts out with fever and swelling, and over the next 10 to 30 years, enlargement of the ventricles of the heart, heart attacks, 30% heart failure. Basically, folks, it's a death sentence, and government doesn't check. Schools don't check. There are dozens and dozens of parasites. I want to do a whole report on this soon. Such an important issue that they won't talk about because it's immigrant-connected. Well, so what? Like Ellis Island, just check for it. Or shipments of lumber coming in have these bugs on it to carry it. Amoebas, you name it. Just shut it down. Or just test, because there are treatments. Instead, they don't test for this. They'll give your daughter a Gardasil shot that in the trials 8 years ago killed a bunch of people and is known to sterilize folks, give you autoimmune disease, and the insert for the HPV vaccine to stop 4,000 people a year dying, supposedly, admits it doesn't protect you from it and might give it to you. But women I know go, I gave it to my daughter just the same. I don't want her to get cancer. And I go, do you read the insert? Doesn't put it, whatever, I believe my doctor. Oh, great, just read the insert then, Dumbo. But then meanwhile, you get real stuff like Chagas disease and things going on here. And these bugs are in public schools, you name it now. And there's just no reporting on it. So I'm glad the Daily Mail reported on it. This is the type of thing, just to show how when there's something really serious, they won't talk about it. When there's something really hardcore, like a mystery illnesses, respiratory, killing tens of thousands, it's in the back of the news. But then when they want to hype something up, like a 10,000, 12,000 gun deaths a year, most of them suicide, and I got to turn my guns in because somebody else does something wrong, and guns frustrate crime 70-something times every time they're using crime, don't confuse me with the facts. Just do what government says. Turn your guns in, because the elite want you disarmed to be slaves. Second hour coming up. We're going to prove the bin Laden raid's a hoax. Now this new seal went public and more.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.